So we'll discuss some inyane matzah. Matzah is one of the major components of the Leil Seder. We know we have the mitzvah, we have the rabbinical mitzvah of the four cups of wine, we have a mitzvah of reclining. But matzah, as well as Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, I mean, those are one of the biblical mitzvahs of the night, so we'll focus a little on the mitzvah of matzah. So there's an interesting Gemara in Kiddushin on the Avraham and Zayin, which gives some historical perspective as well. It tells us, based on Psukim in Yehoshua, Sefer Yehoshua, that the Jews did not eat matzah when they entered. Perhaps they didn't have matzah the whole time in the Midbar, but they didn't have matzah when they entered Eretz Yisrael the first year. Why didn't they have matzah? Why didn't they eat matzah? It was on Leil Pesach. It was time to have matzah. Why didn't they eat matzah Leil Pesach? So the Gemara, Jeff?
I've got an idea. Because you can't, matzah is connected with the korban, and they couldn't make the korban because they weren't moil.
Right, there was an issue with being gemalt and stuff.
But the other thing is they probably weren't eating chametz either. Right? I mean, they were eating manna.
That's what they get into a discussion. At what time, that's what they needed. The man stopped different Zayin Adar that year, and they had the leftovers, which is the question is, I thought that it really wasn't supposed to be. That's the whole discussion, which won't be today.
Does man count as chametz?
What?
Does man count as chametz?
Right, whether it's tamal, if it means that man could taste whatever you want it to taste, but it retained its original quality, or when if you wanted, or it turned into actual bread. And then the shy would be, let's say I wanted a cheeseburger. If it just tasted like a cheeseburger, then why not? If it actually turned into milk and meat, then it could be a problem. But either way, that's not our discussion. Now, there was another problem. There's an Isser of Chadash. It has to do with the grain. And the luck is, on the second day of Pesach, that when we bring the Karban Omer, it permitted this grain from last year. If you might notice in Toronto, but more so in New York, Chadash pizza shops, Chadash bakeries, that is a certain produce you could have that the last year's produce doesn't become permitted until you brought the carbon over. But today we don't have the carbon, so on the second day of Pesach, that's when it becomes permitted. So the Gemara talks about. So that's the Gemara says they couldn't have matzah because they didn't have any grain because it wasn't permitted until after the second day of Pesach, and the mitzvah's on the first night of Pesach, so they couldn't get to eat the matzah. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin goes into the whole discussion. There was an Isser of Chadash, and therefore they weren't permitted to have matzah that year. So Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi a famous kasha, a famous question. It might be true that there was an isser of eating from the grains because they weren't permitted New Year the grains yet, but we're familiar with the famous principle anyway. Why should that deter us? We're all familiar with the principle of aseh docha lo saseh, that when you have a conflict between a positive commandment on one hand and the only way to fulfill the mitzvah as well through a negative commandment. We have a principle of mitzvahs aseh docha lo saseh. The classic one is from the juxtaposition of tzitzis near kalayim. We learn out that even though normally there's a prohibition of mixing wool and linen, but to do the mitzvah of tzitzis when we had the tcheles, or at least when we definitely had the tcheles, so then we used to have wool and linen, or the big day kahuna we used to have as well. Have wool and linen on it. So we have a principle of aseh docha lo saseh. So let the mitzvah's aseh of matzah supersede the prohibition of chadash. And therefore, it's true they didn't have any permitted grains to use, but use prohibited grains. And based on the principle that you have a mitzvah, a biblical mitzvah of matzah, should override the law of chadash. That's the Yerushalmi's question. Interesting, the Bavli doesn't have that question. Maybe if we'll have time, we'll get into that. It's the Or Sameach. But first, let's deal with Tosis gives two answers of his own first. So A1, so the first answer Tosis suggests is, the reason why we don't apply the principle of Aseh Docha Los Aseh, and the mitzvah of Matzah should supersede the Isser of Chadash, is because when was the mitzvah of Matzah first given? The mitzvah of Matzah was given when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, or leaving Mitzrayim. However it happened, is the language of Tosis, is it was an Aseh Kodem Hadibor. What do you mean Aseh Kodem Hadibor? Dibor literally means talking, saying, was referring to Har Sinai. It's referring to before the Torah was given. So Tosis says the mitzvah Aseh Matzah was given before Har Sinai, and the Lav of Chadash was given after. So Tosis is the only time we apply the principle of Aseh Docha Los Aseh if they're both Achar Har Sinai, if they're both equal. But an Aseh before Sinai isn't as strong as a Lav at Sinai, and therefore we can't apply the principle of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. Hence, that's why the Jews did not have matzah when they came into Eretz Yisrael, because it was prohibited to eat from Chadash. That's Tosis' first answer. Tosis' second answer seems to go against the first answer. Because what does Tosis say in his second answer? Tosis, you're right. We can apply the principle. Good question, Yerushalmi. We could apply the principle of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. And he doesn't seem to be bothered that it's Kodem HaDibor. Aye, so why don't we? He says, Gzeira Kizayisheni Atu Kizay, or Gzeira Kizayis Rishon Atu Kizayisheni. That, again, according to Tosis, we see, what is the mitzvah, what is the biblical mitzvah on the night of Pesach? Again, it's a whole discussion on the Shiurim, but we see from Tosis, the mitzvah is having a Kizayis of matzah, an olive's worth of matzah. So Tosis is saying, it's true, if all you would eat was one kizayis of matzah, then we'd apply the principle of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But since we all know how excited you are, the different minhagim in terms of how close to Pesach should you not eat matzah. Some have a minhag from Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, they want to get ready for the matzah. Some have a minhag 2 weeks before, some is Erev Pesach. That's a halacha. I mean, it's a minhag, but the halacha brings down Erev Pesach that we don't have matzah. My meaning is I'm machmir, I don't have matzah all year round. Mm-hmm. I'd rather fresh bread. Mm-hmm. But my meaning is this way, I'm so excited when it comes to Leil Seder, I haven't had matzah in almost a year. But we know how, that's why we have a Shechiyanu, that's why in the beginning of Arei Pesachim, you shouldn't eat even Samach Mincha, you want it with Te'avon. So the concern is you're going to get carried away, you haven't had that Shmura matzah in so long, and you're just going to have so much, you can't stop. It's kind of like Lay's potato chips or whatever it is, but you can't stop after one kizayis. And the concern is that you're going to end up eating more. So far, on the first kizayis, which is the mitzvah, that's okay. But we're concerned you're going to keep on going. Hence we say, Xavier, you can't have any. What we see according to Tosis is not everyone agrees to the second point of Tosis is, the Gra talks about it in the Tziv. What happens on Neil Pesach? Even if you assume the mitzvah is only a kizayis, but then the Gra and the Tziv talk about, but every kizayis you eat on Neil Pesach, you get a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Even though the chiyuv, everyone agrees the chiyuv, you're only obligated to have one kizayis, but many acharonim say, every kizayis you eat, you get another fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's an interesting question, the Rishonim, whether you say Aseh Docha Los Aseh when there's only a Kiyum HaMitzvah, but there's not a Chiyum. Tosis seems to say no. On this point, the other Rishonim, the Rai, others disagree on that Yisod and say, as long as you're getting a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even though there's no Chiyum, perhaps you would say Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But Tosis says not the way. So Tosis gives us two answers. First answer is, the principle doesn't apply here, because it's an Aseh Kodem HaDibor, and an Aseh Kodem HaDibor doesn't beat out a Lav Achar HaDibor. Tosis, second answer is, no, that's not an issue. Kodem HaDibor Achar, we're not worried, we would apply Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But it's Kizayish, But Gzeira, Kezayis, Sheini, Atarisha, we're afraid you can eat more than one Kezayis, and therefore you'll be in violation. Yeah,
look,
Jeff.
Look, the rabbis, you can't blow the shofar on Shabbos. So, what? But why? Because it's not even los asay, it's just a suspicion, a chashash, that you do a los asay, taking the shofar to somebody. To
right, there's Gzeira Shema. You might, there's no isser of taking, there's no isser of blowing shofar, perhaps. That might only be a chachma. And but the concern with Chilul Shabbos.
Okay. So, but it's not definitely Chilul Shabbos. It's a fear of maybe Chilul Shabbos. But you tell you don't say. But even so, you don't say. I say Docher Los. I say you don't blow at all. It goes the other way.
Right. You're asking. Right. So number one, Chilul Shabbos is different than Chodesh. But right, you're just saying we see. You're saying Tosis seems to be making a Gzeira out of something which is less. It doesn't mean you don't do it. We do make it. Right, by shofar we do make it. So you're, it's a kasha for Tosis,
no.
It's a raya for them.
We don't do asay docher los asay. You don't. The rabbis decide you don't blow the shofar regardless of the risk, even though it's only a risk.
I know, but Tosis is saying you don't say it either. So that's what Tosis here is. So you're giving me a proof to him, or you're asking me?
I'm not agreeing with. Tosis
says here we don't say asay docher los asay.
He's not saying
you do say it. He's saying you don't say it because of the concern of it fits in. I mean, it's a different gzera. That's the gzera in the Gemara, but it's the same thing. We don't say asay docha losasay if we're concerned you might lead to a negative commandment.
Right.
So it is similar.
So,
right. So moving right along to A3. So the Achronim want to suggest the third answer, the Zecher Yitzchak. So he says as follows. He quotes a Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah talks about the five grains that you need for the mitzvah. Matzah is a whole discussion about oats today, whether oats is one of the five grains or not, but the base of the five grains, that we have a principle in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, in order for me, besides all the other dinim of what's considered kosher matzah for the Seder, The rule of the Gemara is it has to be roi lahachmitz. In order for something to be good matzah, it has to have the potential to become chametz. If this pizza matzah didn't have the potential to become chametz, then you can't use it for your mitzvah matzah. That's the whole Gemara. There's one opinion of Yochanan ben Nuri, even rice does have, but we paskin against that. We paskin rice matzah is a no-go since it can't become chametz. We have a different Indian of rice being kidneyous, but nothing to do with the Gemara here. So the Gemara tells us it must be roi lahachmitz. So it has to be from the five grains, something that has the potential to become chametz. And in fact, that's a discussion by egg matzah. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara about whether you can have egg matzah on. There's one discussion, could you have egg matzah on Pesach, period? So that's that seems to be an apparent contradiction in two Gemaras in Psachim. One Gemara says if you put in fruit juices, it's mahayr lahachmitz, it becomes chametz quicker. Another Gemara says if you put in fruit juice, it doesn't become chametz at all. So Tosis answers, it depends. If you already have water and you're adding fruit juice to the water, then it's mahayr lahachmitz, it becomes chametz even quicker. But if you just have fruit juices and no water, then it can't become chametz. And in fact, that's today, the egg matzah we have is just the pure fruit juice, no water. And that's why one can if you're a zakein. So me'ikar adin, so machokas Rashi and Tosa, so we pass the me'ikar adin, you can eat egg matzah. But, you know, the Ramah brings down the minig is not to, unless you have to, unless you're old and you can't eat the regular matzah or you're sick. But that's for Pesach, the rest of Pesach. Everyone agrees you can't eat egg matzah leil Pesach to fulfill your mitzvah of matzah the night of Pesach because that's matzah ashira, that's rich man's food, as opposed to poor man's food. And of course, when we say lechem oni, we don't mean the price of the shmur matzah, and certainly not the price of the matzah of the baked erev Pesach after chatzos. We're talking about the ingredients. That's the only thing lechem oni about matzah is the ingredients. Flour and water, not the price. So, but that's an issue about the eggs. you know, so that gets into the whether egg matzah could be roi lahak mitzah or not. The Rambam has his own sheet about what's considered egg matzah, and that's why our Rabbeinu Tam ate egg matzah on Erev Pesach. That's how he learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can't eat this Erev Pesach. So the question is, after, you know, Samach or Mincha, but the question is you can't eat any matzah Erev Pesach. So what? And he wanted to know what's permitted then. So to Rabbeinu Tam's sheet, to then he used to eat egg matzah Erev Pesach. Our minig is not even to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. So it has to be roi lahachmet. So the Mishnah talks about what about matzah shel tevel? Let's say you make matzah out of forbidden grains. It's flour, so physically it's roi lahachmet, but it's something which is prohibited. You can't use it. So the question is, can I use my matzah, you know, matzah shel tevel, could I use it? So the question is, when I eat matzah shel tevel, what prohibition am I over? Am I over the issur of tevel? Or the issur of, or you know, does it have a din of? In other words, does it have a din of matzah? Not because since al pi halacha, it's not roi lahachmet. Physically speaking, it could become chametz. But the Gemara has a whole sugya ein issachal al issur, and we assume it's matzah shel tevel. So therefore, if it's matzah shel tevel, the zichra and yitzchak writes it can't be. It's not roi lahachmet because it's because once the issur of tevel falls on, the issur of chametz can't. So that's the halach. So based on the halachic reality, like the Taz writes by kiddush b'makom sud, it's not enough just to eat kiddush in the place where you eat, but it has to be the zman ha-mitzvah. So that's what the zichron says. That's why you can't say ase docha lo sase, because you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, because the issur of once it's asur al tzchadash, so it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. The Isser of Chadish is going to be on not the Isser of Chametz, and therefore it's not Roy Lahachmetz, and therefore that's why they couldn't eat the matzah. It's not that they couldn't eat the matzah, it would be no point, because since it didn't have the potential to become Chametz, it wouldn't be matzah that you're permitted to eat to fulfill your mitzvah with, and that's why the Jews didn't eat matzah Leil Pesach. That's the Zichron Yitzhak, Jeff.
Why didn't it have the potential to become Chametz? I'm sorry.
No, because it's a printable Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, that when something's usher for one reason,
oh,
I can't. So the question is, like the Gemara, once it's tevel, so could it still become chametz, or do I say ein issachal al issur? So it's a whole discussion there, but the Gemara says ein issur, it's considered matzah shel tevel, and therefore he extends it so too, it's matzah shel chadash, and once the issur of chadash is on, it doesn't have, it's not roi lahachmetz, and hence, therefore, that's why.
That's why
there is no ase do chalosa, because there is no ase. If it was an ase, then you could eat it. So we have three answers. We have Tosfos. The first answer, ase kodem adibor, doesn't supersede the Isser of Chadash. We have Gzeir Ksayis Rishon Atu Ksayis Sheni. And we have, it's not right, since it's not right lahachmet, because it's matzah shel tevel and matzah shel chadash, hence it can't become matzah, hence that's why there is no ase do chalos ase, because even if you ate this matzah, you would not fulfill your mitzvahs ase leil Pesach.
It couldn't become, even though chemically it would become chametz, but it's
right, even though
counts as chametz.
Right, the physical, even though physically it's chametz, but al pi halacha.